This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. And Tuesday is going to be great for you if you go into it with God. There may be some difficult things in your Tuesday, I don't know, or it may be an easy day for you. But either way, even through the difficult times, when God is walking with you, when God is using those times to shape your life and intervening in those times with His power, life is good, even when it's hard. Well, we're talking this week about answered prayer. And I hope that you have learned to put prayer in that first place in your life. Yesterday, we said, is prayer your spare tire in life or your steering wheel? I think that's a great picture. Probably a number of us are in the car right now. Just think about it. Your spare tire just sits in the back, and you only think about it when you have an emergency, you have a flat tire, and you need to pull it out. Is prayer like that for you? Or is it like the steering wheel, the thing you can't do without as you go through life? What tunes you into what God wants to do? What sets the direction for your life? Well, when we're looking for God to answer our prayers, what are the conditions that make answered prayer a reality? Listen to what David says in Psalm 66. Come and hear, all who fear God, and I will tell of what He has done for my soul. I cried to Him with my mouth, and He was extolled with my tongue. If I regard wickedness in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But certainly God has heard. He has given heed to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor His loving kindness from me. Did you catch the condition that is laid out in those verses? If I regard wickedness in my heart, the Lord will not hear. So, the first foundation for answered prayer in our lives is that our relationship with God has to be right. And that is that if there is sin in my life that is interfering with my relationship with Him, then I shouldn't be surprised if I have unanswered prayer in my life as well. And the fact is, in my life, if I'm not in a living relationship with God at all, I might pray and there may be responses from God, but I have no guarantee of God's listening and responding to my prayers. I need to come and find forgiveness through what Jesus has done for me at the cross. If I am a Christian, I have had my sin dealt with in the ultimate sense of being judicially forgiven by God and welcomed into His family. Even then, as a member of His family, there can be problems in my relationship with Him. So what I need to do in coming to God in prayer is stop and say, God, show me. Is there something in my life that is really bothering You, that offends You, that I need to deal with right now and make things right with You? And as God lays things on your heart, you respond to Him. Get your life right with God, and you can be confident that God will be responding also to your prayers. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.